Dun, 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 dun. Bum, 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 bum. It's my intro music. Sup, y'all? Oz here. Football without hesitation. What's up? Season's coming to a close. Quakes have four games left? Three games left? Three games left. Playoffs looking very, very slim. That's not surprising. We had seen that coming. They won the last game last Saturday against Real Salt Lake. They beat them 2-1 at home, son. Again, Quakes at home are just damn fucking good. It was weird the last several games seeing them struggle so much. Good to see them back in form at home. Again, probably too little, too late. They only have one home game left, two on the road. They're 6 points behind Kansas City. 6 points behind Kansas City for the final playoff spot. Let's get real, son. It's going to take a fucking miracle. But it was cool. It was cool to see them win at home. It was a different lineup. It was more jumbled up. It was pretty cool to see that. Tommy Thompson got the start finally. Fucking people have been begging for that shit. I personally, I don't know. I get it. I'm at the games. I see him at halftime. He does all his fucking fancy little flicks and all that shit. But that's cool. You know, that's cool that you could do that, but very rarely do you use those kind of fucking fancy little moves on the pitch during an actual game. And the point is, can you score? Do you have the ability to finish? You know, that's all that really matters. At this point, can you fucking score? And that's where I always thought Tommy Thompson seems to lack that fucking, that finishing power. I want to say power just because he doesn't ever seem to get his whole fucking weight behind shots, shots on goal especially. He was on the pitch again, and again, you know, he finally got one of those rare starts. People have been saying, he needs minutes. Dom just fucking plays older players. Very true. Very, very true. But this was a slightly different chance. And, well, it sucks. I'm being all reserved about it. It was one of the fucking only games I did not go to. So I'm going off of video highlights and all that. But you would have liked to have seen more from Tommy. I don't know. I'm honestly not convinced on Tommy Thompson yet. I completely understand the minute situation. You know, if you don't get consistent playing time, it's hard to get in rhythm and it's hard, you know, to fucking show who you really are. But this didn't seem to help him get any more time. But also, I don't know, how much of it that this actually falls on the coach. I get the fact that, the coach isn't on the pitch, the coach isn't physically playing. But he's the one that sets the lineup. He's the one that sets the mentality. And at some point, as an athlete, if you hear the same thing over and over, you just stop listening. And it's happened before. It's happened in the Quakes before. I remember going back, was it fucking 3 years ago now? Like 3 years ago. Right after the Quakes had fired Frank Yallop, and that's when Watson came up. And I got a chance to interview Ramiro Corrales, and that's what, you know, one of the things I asked him. You know, he was such a successful coach. How did it feel that, you know, when he was fired? And he agreed that, you know, he had so much respect for Coach Yallop, and it's just so many good things to say, but at the same time, sometimes as a team, it's just like, fuck, it's not working. You know, you keep putting this out, you keep saying this, but it's not working. And at some point, athletes, I mean, they're people, you know, athletes are people, so they stop listening, you know, and it doesn't matter who the coach is. He could be one of the greatest coaches in the world, and it's just the players are just not gonna react. So I don't know. That's what's interesting to me, reading these fucking articles that what's his name, Cavall, saying Dom's gonna be here for a long time, this and that. He's got a proven track record. Yes, dude. Agreed. 100% agreed. But that only takes you so far. you can only use your past success so far. The league is changing so fast. Teams are changing so fast, strategies are changing so fast, and it doesn't, I don't know, to me, getting a new general manager and keeping your old coach, that makes no fucking sense. Makes no fucking sense, even if the coach has a proven track record. Dude, I don't know. It reminds me of, you go back to the Sharks in 2008. Even before that, the Ron Wilson, you know, when Ron Wilson was the coach of the Sharks, Ron Wilson took over a pretty bad Sharks team. And after his first season, which he came in half the season, those next four seasons, they were in the playoffs every single time. The Sharks were playing the playoffs 4 out of the 5 years, or 4 and a half, whatever the hell. But 4 out of the 5 years that Ron Wilson was the coach of the Sharks, they were in the fucking playoffs. That last year, 2008, they finished the season with the most points in the history of the team. But they lost in the second round. And what did the Sharks do? Fired Ron Wilson. They fired the coach the same year that they broke the record in points. It was crazy. It's fucking crazy. It was a big shakeup. But the big deal was they weren't getting the results in the playoffs. And here with the Quakes, it's not even about getting the results in the playoffs. It's about getting into the fucking playoffs. I mean, shit, if they were getting into the playoffs and losing the first round, all right, that'd be a different conversation. But this team, again, is moving laterally at best. And what the fuck does it matter? Again, Cavall was talking about in that article on MLS Soccer, what's it called here? San Jose narrowing GM search. Sam Steschkal. Where Cavall is saying that, the general manager is going to make the good signings. But the Quakes have made, not that they've made good signings, but, you know, Hanuk is, to me, that's the most glaring one here. Obviously, Hanuk was brought in as an emergency measure to try to score some goals, and he never made it on the fucking pitch. Tommy Thompson, I was talking about earlier, you know, some people, you know, people want more minutes for him. again, we're not the coach. We're not Dom Kinnear. We can't say this or that. We don't know what his strategy is. We don't know what he's really thinking. But it's just, I don't see how is he going to change? All of a sudden, you're going to bring in fucking Cristiano Ronaldo, fucking Kun Aguero, and that they're going to score fucking 30 goals a season, and that's how the team changes? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But also, how many times have you fucking heard in NFL, baseball, or NBA or something, a fucking owner comes out and says, oh, yeah, we love what this coach is doing? That usually is a death nail for that. You know, so Cavall coming out and saying that Kinnear's going to be there for a long time, actually, what I think it's really saying, he's gone. This team can afford to buy him out. I don't know what it costs, but the team, it can afford it. I don't know. It would make zero sense to get a new general manager and keep the same coach. The general manager needs to fucking, I mean, unless Dom is saying whatever, I don't care who this person is, but I will take orders from them. And, you know, maybe the general manager will demand a change in lineup or a change in strategy, and Dom will follow along. I don't know. I would hope so. I mean, as Quake fans, I'm sure everyone hopes that's the fucking case. If Dom stays around, that at least he'll be flexible enough to follow the lead of that general manager, whoever it may be. But I don't know, you know. It is fucking frustrating. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure that, you know, it's frustrating to see this team be this bad year after year. Avaya, it's only the second year at Avaya, and that makes a big deal. This is me trying to give the front office the benefit of the doubt, I guess. Because at Buckshaw, you know, because really this team started in 2008, you know, when the team came back. This is this new history. I know that they kept the old stats or whatever, but really it started at that point, this version of the Quakes. So being at a 10,000 seat stadium in a college where they couldn't do shit, they just had that Corona corner that was barely there, and it had some people, but it didn't feel right. So this is the second year out of Avaya. As cheese dick as it fucking sounds, you know, them selling the name to the bar, them, you know, doing all these other fucking promotions, this BMW shit, you know, that just brings in money to the team. And hopefully, whoever this general, I don't know, hopefully there's a candidate out there for general manager that sees that. So this is a team in a big city. It's fucking San Jose is in the Bay Area. What's that, the fucking fourth largest TV market in the country? It's fucking huge. But, and they have this new stadium and all these opportunities. And so, I don't know, it seems like a great opportunity for somebody that really knows what the fuck they're doing. Again, hopefully the team is wise enough and they'll spend enough, because honestly, it's not going to be cheap. You're never going to figure out how much they're actually paying this new person, but it's not going to be fucking cheap. But that's okay if there's results. You need results, and results are not going to be immediate. But again, keeping the old coach, it would fucking be weird. Anyway, that's that. Fuck, I could go on that fucking tangent forever. But anyway, I was, again, like I said, I wasn't at the last game. Fucking shit. There was no way I could make it. It was my buddy's 30th birthday. His brother's birthday was the same week. They celebrated their fucking birthday on that Saturday. It was a crazy fucking bash. Downtown Salinas, I don't know. Never been here. Come out, have some beers, man. It's pretty fun. So, yeah. So, I was just fucking following along on the phone. On the phone, on Twitter, on Reddit. Everything that I could fucking follow. And, but I heard the Ultras were back. The Ultras made a fucking comeback. That was fucking cool of them. If you don't know what the fuck's going on, again, smoke was lit. Threats were made. Listen to last week, episode 19. I go hell in depth into that shit. And ultimately, it's the fire marshal. Permits need to be got. And things need to fucking change, man. Things need to change. It's got to be easier to fucking light smoke. Fuck that shit. Smoke needs to come back to Avaya. We need the smoke. I mean, not like weed or anything. That too, you know. Well, we'll fucking take that if that's on the table. But the smoke was awesome. Again, the team is going to fucking use it for marketing purposes 100%, while at the same time punishing them. It's just fucking bullshit. So I get it. Like I've said, I saw it. It was fucking dope. it was cool. Again, the team is going to use it. The league's going to use it for marketing purposes. And for them to fucking come down so harsh on them, that was some fucking bullshit. Last week, like I said, on last week's episode, I go into it all the way back to 2009. It was fucking crazy. 500-page report and shit. But it's there, and ultimately it comes down to they need a fucking permit from the city for lighting any kind of smoke. Bullshit. But goddamn technicalities, dude. Motherfucking technicalities. One more home game. One more home game. I don't know who the hell listens to this. I don't know if you've ever been to a game, but you got to go check out Avaya. I talk about it so much, it sounds like they fucking pay me. They fucking don't. Avaya, Caval, whoever the hell, if you're listening, I'll take a free beer. What's up? It's just a great time. I mean, there's good people out there. Sometimes you see some shit. Dude, the other day, when was this? Against Seattle? I think this might have been the fucking old Smokegate game. But, so I'm right there where in the supporters terrace, the standing section, right by the beer garden, or right by the beer of the world section, I mean. It's where it's at. It's where you gotta be. So, I think it's after the game. Yeah, it's after the game. And we're right there taking pictures. What's up? Field selfies. What? Shout out. @Baldini10. Follow me on Twitter. You can see those fucking pictures. So I'm standing there. And it's a... Yeah, so it definitely was against Seattle because it was a big crowd. And so there was extra cops there. and there was some cop standing there. So there's this drunk dude kind of rocking back and forth, having a good time, you know, but you could tell he's a little bit too much. And he's just rocking, and boom, he takes a step back right into a fucking cop. So he takes a step back into a cop. The cop kind of like puts his hand on his shoulder, like, hey, are you okay? Not fucking threateningly or rude or anything. The cop was being pretty cool about it. I mean, I was looking right at him. It was fucking crazy. So the cop kind of like tells him like, hey, like, whoa, you know, like I'm here, like just letting him know. And instead of the guy just being like, oh, okay, cool, and going about his way, he fucking swipes the cop's hand away. And I'm looking at this shit. I'm staring right at it. As soon as that happens, I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down. So I'm fucking paying attention. And the guy turns around and gets into like a fighting stance. This guy, all of a sudden, he thinks he's going to fight four fucking cops. I don't know why the fuck he does this. But he gets in a fighting stance, and the cops, again, to their credit, they kind of just stood there and was like, whatever, make your move, dude. If you're going to do it, do it. And you know what? This guy fucking did it. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. But you know, come on. I mean, I don't know. I guess when it's the alcohol taking over, what the fuck is you versus four cops? What the? And you're just drunk at a soccer game. You're not prepared for this. So anyway, I guess props to the dude. He didn't back down. I mean, he wasn't being challenged or provoked or anything, but he didn't back down. So he goes at the cops, and within 3 fucking seconds, he's on the floor getting choked out by the cops and then putting him in handcuffs. It was fucking hilarious. Why would you fucking do that? I mean, I laugh because nobody got hurt. I mean, I'm sure the guy probably, when he sobered up, really regretted what he did. You could tell he was drunk and, you know, he wasn't thinking clearly. But he's trying to take on 4 cops, and, well, he fought the law, and the law won. They arrested him. It was an interesting moment. But yeah, so come out to Avaya. You might see interesting stuff like that. Don't be that guy. You know, come out, drink, have a good time. Don't try to fight cops. Don't try to fight each other. We're just there to fucking watch some soccer, man. There's one game left before the season's over. They'll be back next March. But I'll be here every week anyway, digging up news, talking about the fucking Quakes. Fuck, you know, if you like what you hear, I hope it's getting better. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, you know, Football Without Hesitation on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and any podcast app you could think of, at Baldini10 on Twitter. That's where I usually, you know, post all my stuff. And yeah, thanks for listening. I fucking love y'all. I love this, and catch y'all next week.